Dan Bickley, Vince Murata.
Bickley and Murata.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Yeah, you didn't only wake to the Chris Paul news this morning. You also probably awoke to, if you care about such things, an investigation that the NCAA is investigating or is conducting on Arizona State football for possible recruiting violations. Doug Haller from The Athletic wrote about it, and he joins us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Doug, it's been a while. How you been, man?
Good, good. I appreciate you guys filling some airtime on this slow news day.
Yeah. Right, right. That's funny.
Obviously, you know, this is all new, fresh information. There's not a ton of information, but if you could, just tell us how we got here.
Well, I started maybe 3 or 4 days ago. There was a guy tweeted out something from Los Angeles that, you know, a major story was coming in college football. And within, I would say, maybe 2 or 3 hours, I started getting text messages from all different areas saying that this was going to come down in Arizona State. Now, the number of things I heard, Vince, were all over the board. And it was one of those things where you quickly dismiss, like, no one cares about that. That's not a big deal. That doesn't even make sense. But once I started making phone calls, everything came back to Arizona State possibly having recruits on campus during the COVID shutdown. In last March, when everything got crazy, the NCAA said no contact recruiting, no recruits on campus. That lasted for 15 months. And a lot of people were saying that Arizona State indeed had violated that rule. So it was just a matter of finding out, you know, calling the right people, contacting the right people, trying to figure out who you can trust, and kind of going from there.
Yeah, very, very well done, which is par for the course for you, Doug. Tell me about how this looks, especially for a guy like Herm Edwards, who had such a great reputation after coming to ASU, when you're talking about a football team that dealt with a COVID-19 outbreak that was about as bad as it was in the country, where there were cancellations, it seemed, on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that was my first reaction, Dan. I'm like, this was a team that was hit as hard as just about any school in the country. As you mentioned, they were shut down for nearly a month. They played only 4 games, had only 2 games. And I'm like, surely, you know, they wouldn't have had recruits on campus violating this rule when they were just, you know, just hammered like that with COVID. You know, and maybe once the NCAA investigates, they'll find out that maybe it was just, you know, one coach had, you know, a few recruits for a weekend, didn't realize that he was violating a rule or whatever. Maybe it's that. I do know that there's a lot of smoke out there that's a lot bigger than that. We'll have to see how that goes. But it's just from that standpoint, it's a bad look, one, to break rules, two. But when you go through something like that, and not only that, but, you know, Herm Edwards had COVID. Yeah. You know, he tested positive. He talked, you know, he was very open about, you know, people need to take this seriously every time he talked to the media about it. So, you know, in the wake of all that, you know, in addition to the possible rule breaking, it's just a bad look.
Doug Haller from The Athletic, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I've seen a lot in terms of the smoke that you were talking about, you know, about maybe related violations that are being alleged. But just focusing on what you wrote about today with the breaking of the COVID protocol in terms of recruiting, if ASU's found guilty in this, what kind of penalties are we talking about potentially, Doug?
That's a great question. I've been asked that a few times today, and I think it depends on what kind of scope we're looking at. Mm-hmm. If it's just, you know, like I said, if it's Arizona State has, you know, some young guys on their coaching staff, and I'm not pointing a finger at them, but, you know, what if, you know, a coach just had, you know, somebody in, you know, for a quick, I don't know, a quick tour of the facility or whatever. You know, if it's one weekend, that's one thing. If it's over several weeks, dozens of recruits,
sure.
Then you're kind of crossing into the institutional control area. So I think that would probably be the worst if it gets to that. I don't know. I am fairly certain that this is not the only thing that the NCAA is looking into. Like I said, I've heard a lot of different things that we're exploring and trying to confirm. As you guys know, when you hear things, sometimes things take two or three confirmations, and that's kind of where I am in that process. But I would think that's probably the high end of it, is just that, you know, lack of institutional control thing. And then you have to, you know, ask, like, what did Herm Edwards know, or was this kind of without his knowledge?
I thought that was one of the more fascinating elements of the piece, where you got two different responses to the idea of Herm Edwards. Would he know about something like this if it were happening? And one person told you no way, and another was just the exact opposite. You never know where to fall in a situation with a head coach. Generally, you know, they create plausible deniability in most circumstances. They give themselves reason and route to deny things. But Herm is also in a different role than most head coaches in Division I football.
Yeah, I dig. You're right. I got different answers to that. And Herm has kind of, you know, he was kind of brought in as that CEO type coach. Now, he is on the field, he's practicing, he's hands-on on the practice field, but he does lean on he gives his assistants freedom to do their jobs, no doubt about that. And I know with recruiting, he has leaned on Antonio Pierce, his recruiting coordinator. You know, and I've asked, you know, I talked to, you know, a dozen people yesterday, and, you know, some, I didn't get the question out, you know, any chance Herm knew about, and it's like, no way. But some people weren't so sure. You know, they said that, you know, he may not know everything, or he may be in a situation where he is smart enough to realize that he doesn't want to know everything that's going on. So, yeah, that's kind of an interesting area right there. And then, you know, you can always argue that it's the head coach's responsibility to know exactly what's going on in the program at all times. You know, which is, you know, we've seen that before in the state with, you know, what's gone on in different places with different programs. But that's something that will, I think, resurface as this unfolds.
Big picture, excuse me, Doug, big picture for ASU football is, and since Herm Edwards has been here, and he has been leaning on some brilliant recruiters like Antonio Pierce, we haven't seen the recruiting success during the Herm Edwards era translate over to wins. That being said, when is the clock ticking on that to happen? Everything's lining up talent-wise this year for this to be a special year for ASU, but would you call this a pivotal year in the Herm Edwards regime?
Well, the clock has definitely started now. Yeah, without question. And I think last year that everyone kind of thought going into last year, when you get a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. you have a window to do something, to compete, to win a Pac-12 title. And I think going into last year, they felt pretty good about their chances. And, you know, last year was such a crazy year with the COVID and the stoppage and all of that. This year, though, I mean, if you look, they have pretty much their entire team returns. I mean, they lost their center. They lost Frank Darby. Everyone else, as of right now, is back. And, you know, you've seen it reflected in preseason polls. I mean, they're getting a lot of preseason love as far as being a Pac-12 South favorite. So, yeah, I mean, this is their year. I mean, Jane Daniels isn't going to be on this campus forever. If he has a good year, he might go. He might leave for the NFL. But, you know, now I think things are like this is year four for Herm, and I think he would admit that it's time to make a jump.
All right, so here's my last question, Doug. And Pete Thamel wrote about this following up your piece in The Athletic and athletic.com. Earlier this month, an anonymous person sent a dossier of dozens of pages to ASU's athletic department. It included screenshots, receipts, pictures, and emails. My question is this. Isn't this really brazen to think you could get away with hosting recruits on campus in a pandemic?
I've asked several people, like, could you get away with, I mean, what are you taking them out to see the Sun Devil Stadium with the athletic director's office overlooking the field? I mean, what is the purpose? Could you get away with having recruits on campus? And I was told that, A, you have to remember that during COVID, there weren't a lot of people on campus. You know, a lot of people worked out of their homes. A lot of times the football facility was locked. Obviously people have ways to get in there, but I was told that pretty much if you wanted to find a way to get, you know, recruits to show them around, to do whatever, you could do it. And also, you know, you have to remember the football facility is separate from the rest of the athletics office, mm-hmm. two totally different buildings. So if they wanted to do it, there's no doubt that they could do it. But that was my first, one of my first questions is, you know, and then the other thing is, what are you going to accomplish? Kids are recruited by several schools, and to kind of think that they're not going to talk about this.
Sure.
College football coaches love to gossip about this type of thing. And, it's that's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
No one has a lot of sympathy for Arizona State.
No.
For what they're doing. And, you could argue that probably this happened a lot of different other places. But, right now the spotlight's on Arizona State. And if I had to guess, I think it's going to be on Arizona State for a while.
Yeah. Doug, great stuff on this. We appreciate your time and your insight today.